And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. Always love the opportunity to get to celebrate some local kids that we cover when they get to play at the Division I level. That's something that Rock Ridge High School incoming senior Colin Schweigen will get to do over the weekend, officially committed to play collegiate football at Western Illinois University. So, Colin, first, obviously, congratulations, man. What a accomplishment that is. Just how does it feel, you know, to kind of be at the end of this recruitment process and say, I'm committing to play here at Western Illinois? That's got to feel pretty good, right?
Yes, all the weight off the world's off your shoulders. I mean, all these kids are going to these big camps, all this stuff, and it can be stressful at times, especially when you're coming to the end of it and picking what's the right school, what's the right place where I can see myself. And yeah, picking Western really took the weight off the world on my shoulders and made everything feel free now, so I can just go play in the senior season, just have a lot of fun with my friends.
Yeah, so when you talk to kids who, you know, play sports growing up and you ask them kind of what they want to do, one of the first things a lot of kids say is, I want to play Division I. And that's something that not very many kids are capable of doing. For you to be able to be offered to play at a Division I school collegiately and now being committed to doing so, I mean, what does that mean to you to have the opportunity, you know, starting next year to play at that level?
Yeah, it means a lot to have, you know, Western must have saw something that they liked, and I'm really appreciative of them. And yeah, it's a great feeling just to know that there's something else that I can go look forward to and I can go succeed in at the next level.
Oh, it's interesting, too, with you, because I know kind of following you and covering you, there's been a lot of interest, you know, both playing football and playing baseball at the next level collegiately, which made your recruitment, I'm sure, pretty interesting. So can you kind of walk us through what the recruitment process was like just overall, maybe not specifically, you know, to Western, but just going through it, you know, because a lot of kids go through it in one sport. You were going through it in both football and baseball. So what was that like for you?
I would say there really wasn't much football recruitment that I was doing. It was just, you know, every summer, everyone's playing the travel ball circuit and they're going to crazy places to get in front of these high level coaches. But yeah, and you're going to camps and everything. I would say I only went to, I would say 5 football camps my whole high school career. And yeah, Western was, it was a great camp. And it's the process before that, it just feels like I took forever, but it went so fast just to make a decision and that quickly.
Well, for you, and you mentioned it earlier already, you know, you said that Western must have saw something in me that they liked. And of course, that has to go both ways. So for you, we talked about how the recruitment process, I mean, I know you had a lot of schools kind of reaching out to you in various sports, of course. What about Western was it that got you to say, this is where I'm going to choose to go?
There was a lot, but I would say just outside of the football side, like they preach, like, it's not just football here. Like, we're going to make you a better human. We're going to make you a better person in society. And I really like that. Just knowing that I'm not just going to come out as a football player. I'm like, if it's not for the next level after college, like, I'm going to come out with a good degree, coming out, being a good, great person and just helping the community out type of thing.
Of course, we know at Rock Ridge you have played quarterback since your freshman year with a lot of success. You have taken up a defensive role starting last season. And I know kind of when they announced your recruitment, they had you listed as an athlete. They didn't really put a position there for you yet. I know at the collegiate level, a lot of times kids will move around and play a lot of different positions. But do you know yet kind of where they want you to play? Or is that something that maybe you'll figure out as you get closer to enrolling there?
Yeah, I think that'll be a thing that comes about when it gets to that time of the year. But as of now, I feel like they want me as a linebacker. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see how that ball rolls and we'll play it by ear.
All right. So with your recruiting process and getting to this level, you know, like we talked about, playing at the Division I level is something that not very many kids achieve. What type of impact has playing, you know, at the program at Rock Ridge had on you to be able to get to this level?
Yeah, I feel like they've had I feel like Rockridge has their name throughout the state that makes a lot of people's heads turn, which really helps the athletes that go there and get exposure. Yeah, coming out of the program, well, like we say, like we want to make noise in playoffs, and I feel like we do, but we just can't get over that hump of that second week for the past 3 years. But I feel like that makes a lot of big schools look at the collegiate level, like, okay, what type of athletes do these guys have, and go watch their film.
Yeah, and just for you personally, kind of growing up and playing sports, can you speak about what it takes to be, you know, a kid who is playing at the Division I level? I know you haven't, you know, played at the D1 level yet. You're going to in a year or two. But just what all goes into it? Can you speak about kind of the work you have to put in to be able to get to that level and get on the radar of some of those programs?
Yeah, I feel like it starts, man, it starts at an age where you had to put the drive in as a young age to where you're just working harder than everyone else. Every day you're just trying to get better than everyone else because everyone else is still working. You just got to get 1% better. And then you got to go to these camps to get yourself seen, get your name out there, and just kind of let everyone around you kind of talk about you good. Make sure you're a great person in the community, because that always goes a long way, because these coaches are going to not – it's not going to be just all about sports. They're going to ask about your family. They're going to ask your coaches. They're going to ask the people in the community you live in, how good of a kid is he? Is he a great kid? Does he work hard? Those types of things that make make you get noticed at the collegiate level, I feel like.
So – playing two sports at once collegiately is really hard to do. There aren't very many people who do it anymore. Is there still, you know, potential for you to play collegiate baseball, you think, too? Or kind of what is the status of that, I guess, as you head into your senior year of high school in about a month?
Yes, I'm gonna keep the baseball cleats on and see what we can do in the baseball field at the collegiate level. Hopefully Coach Davis and the baseball coaches will let me do both. They said they would, but we'll see how it goes.
All right. It's hard to believe. We can talk some high school stuff now before we let you go. It's hard to believe that, you know, the first official day of high school football practice for 2026 is next Wednesday already, August 5th, less than a month away from the first game of the season, August 21st, the date for that. So I guess, Colin Schweigen, can you believe you're a senior? I know for like a lot of people, I'm sure like the schools you play against, it feels like you've been at Rock Ridge for like 10 years, but I personally can't believe that you're a senior already. I mean, what does it feel like going into your last year at Rock Ridge?
Yeah, it's crazy we're talking about this. I mean, everyone says it goes by the fastest 4 years of your life, and it's 100% true. I feel like this time 4 years ago, I was looking at the calendar, seeing Newman Central Catholic as their first game, and like, okay, like we got to get ready for this as a freshman, kind of shivering in my boots. But yeah, it was the fastest 4 years, I guess 3 years of my life, and I wish I could do some things differently, but you know, that's life, that's how it is. And yeah, it was the quickest thing ever.
So how has the off-season preparation been going for Rock Ridge? I know it's been three successful seasons you've been a part of to this point, but just preparing for the fall of 2026, how's everything been looking for you and your teammates?
It looks great. I feel like it looks great. And we got a lot of guys that want to put in a lot of work, and I feel like this is a team that will – put in a lot of work, which we are in this off season, and I feel like we're going to make some noise in the postseason, which is an expectation for Rock Ridge, hopefully.
All right, Rock Ridge High School senior Colin Schweigen, a commit to play collegiate football at Western Illinois University, joining us on WRMJ here on Monday, July the 27th. Colin, congratulations again, man. Really happy for you, and definitely well-deserved getting to play at that level starting next year. Thanks a lot, man. But first, let's have some more fun with the Rockets here in 2026, right?
Yes. Yep. Thank you, Ty.
All right. I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.